Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and today I'm delighted to have with me a friend and colleague, Grant Rainier, who is exceptional as his leader of predictive analytics company, Intuality AI, and as you'll see, the approach that he has developed over a number of years is interesting because it combines artificial and human intelligence. Welcome, Grant.
How are you? Good to be here.
Yes, I'm good. Thank you so much. And as the listeners might know, I have a new project coming out called, on a book called Programmed Persona Theory, which looks at actually the conditioned habits we develop and become sort of part of us, but how they can be changed. And we can talk about that because Intuality AI has developed a very specific assessment app that is very relevant to the notion of understanding yourself better. But anyway, Grant, give us some background on your work with and development of Intuality.
Okay, well, it departs quite dramatically from the standard way of making predictions, which are focused primarily on searching history for repeated patterns and doing a pattern matching process in some form to the current problem. And that works fine in a world where everything does repeat itself to some degree. Does not work very well when the problem is complex, which infers that there really isn't any prior notion or history of the current problem that they're trying to solve. So we did that quite differently. We decided to focus on simulating human behavior with the assumption that human behavior basically creates everything that that we produce and creates our reality in this world that we live in. And over many years of testing this, we found that to be a very credible way of especially handling very complex situations. So that's what Intuality does.
Yes. And over the years, it's had some remarkable successes. Tell us a little bit about the, you know, the history and the markets in which it is. But this is a system that can be used as long as there is a good data set. You can use it in pretty much any particular circumstance. But Intuality has done well in a variety of different verticals.
Right. The idea that human behavior determines our world in every way that we perceive our reality, that notion seems to play through very well on a wide range of domains in which complex problems arise. So we've tested it and have used it commercially in a number of major domains. One is the investment markets. It's in stocks and futures, in sports, various sporting events, in elections, predicting elections, and also in health, predicting the onset of some health events, and more. And we found that wide range of application, of successful application, indicating that this presumption that our human behavior basically determines our reality seems to hold true.
Yes. And there have been some remarkable results. One that always strikes me is when a very well-known charity reached out to Intuality to see whether they could predict whether there was a better time for them to do their fundraising. And you guys did that and came up with a different time frame when they should do that. And the results were remarkable, right? N they got, what was it?
Well, we did this for a United Way organization in Florida, and the problem was to try to predict when the best time during the 12-month season would be to go out and solicit funds for from into their charity from their donors, and they had a certain schedule that they had set up. Intuality took a look at it and said that's not quite right. It should be changed, which they did, and it resulted in about a 900% increase in their funds that they raised. So that was some sort of obtuse kind of application, but it seemed to work very well.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yes. And of course, Intuality AI has a very, very good record with NFL football, too, right?
Yeah, NFL football, we've been doing that since 2011, about 15 years. And we currently have what would be regarded as the best performance track record in picking games, who's going to win and lose for people who are interested in those numbers. And we're running right at 60% over the entire period. And year by year, that same kind of percentage. And we know that's well above the norm where most wagerers and most predictors of games and so forth are performing. So that was a very good experience for us.
Yeah, no, excellent. 60% is really good. Even though, it's not perfection 100%, but actually, you don't need perfection to get benefit. And I was working with a well-known tennis coach, and he asked me a very good question. He said, "What do you think the percentage of points a highly skilled, rated tennis player gets? What do you think in a game?" And most people would think, 70, 80%. It's actually 55%. 55% is enough to make you a star if you win 55% of points.
We see the same kind of percentages happening in basketball, for example, where their shooting percentage is below 50%, and still they're leading scorers
Oh, yeah, no,
in basketball.
absolutely. Yes, exactly. So 60% has to be put in that context. So that is excellent results. And let's talk a little bit about how Intuality actually puts in the human element of decision making.
Okay. Well, I come from my educational background is in engineering and mathematics. And so my automatic tools that I would pull out many years ago to try to predict something were in the category of regression analysis type formulas and methodologies, which basically depends on maintaining a big database of historical data. So you have to have something to look for that is seemingly very similar cyclical sort of process that replicates in the current problem. We decided that that's not the way humans work through studies in cognitive science and how the brain makes predictions and makes decisions. We found that it really doesn't work that way. It's much more intuitive. It's hard for it to remember. Almost impossible to remember any much of any sort of historical data of any kind. But those experiences formulate and adjust internal subconscious biases. And so we put together a set of what I call heuristics for each of a selected set of biases that we selected that humans are using to make predictions and decisions. And we suddenly found that we were getting very good results from those predictions. And because basically the system at that point is competing with the best of the best in human expert decision making. And so that's where it is. As a result, its system really doesn't have to keep any historical data at all, very much like the human brain. So it's been very successful.
Yes, and yeah, I think that's true. There are limits clearly to regression analysis. Perhaps the most common example of one of them is where you're watching maybe a soccer game or a football game or whatever, and the announcer says, "Well, team A hasn't won against team B for 20 years." Well, really, how relevant is that to today's game? How relevant it isn't. That what about today, where we've got different teams, different players? I mean, so many of the variables are different. But actually, if you listen to sports commentaries, a lot of the commentary is sort of like that about,
Yes, it
looking
is.
at those things.
They continually pull up statistics. Like common one, of course, is the batting average.
All right.
A hitter that is hitting 300, he's hitting 300 over a series of at bats over, let's say, the season. And it doesn't take into any account by stating that 300, it doesn't take into any account how he got there. So, for example, he could have early in the season done hit at every time at bat, and then the last dozen times not having any success at all. But the overall
Right.
average that they're quoting is
Right.
still 300, and obviously that's not representative of what we think his next behavior is going to be the next time he comes to bat.
Right. And that's what it is. Prediction is what is going to happen next. And that is really critical. It's a massive insight when you can get it right for sure. What is going to happen next? And you have taken the program persona theory and created an assessment app which allows people in a whole variety of circumstances, interviewing someone else, talking, doing self-analysis, doing it in a group, what have you, to actually see as part of an ongoing conversation. What is trending, what the system is predicting. And that is incredibly useful in so many different areas, that the system can do that. And
Yeah,
that to me is a major improvement.
it's been a sort of a quantum jump where we've instead of or in addition to predicting things like sports and health and markets and elections and so forth, in this case, we're predicting human behavior directly. And that's something that the whole industry of human assessment, whether it's in the corporate environment or in counseling, in group behavior, all of that, that has been pretty much a standard process of an expert sitting down with individuals or individual and going through numbers of questions and tests and so forth and using that to assess who he is. And that's important. Assessing who he is. It's not assessing who he will be. And
Right.
that's what we chose to do. So instead of our assessment system addressing and just answering who he is, it is specifically focusing on who he will become or how his habits will change over the next few seconds, next day, the next week. And by doing that, we can give them a heads up before they make those mistakes, maybe, by having the system alert them to upcoming events as a result of its making the prediction of their future behavior.
Yeah, and that's huge. And we will talk about that in more detail in the second section. Right now, we have to take a quick break for a message from our great sponsors, but we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and today I'm delighted to be talking to Grant Renier, the founder of Intuality AI, a predictive analytics company, which has had success in many different verticals. And before the break, we were talking about something that we really believe is a major step forward, which is the ability to use this predictive system in analyzing behavior and trends and future behavior. So, Grant, tell us a little bit about how the system actually works.
Okay, well, the principal goal of the system is to predict future behavior of the individual or individuals that are talking into the system and being assessed live as they talk, as opposed to trying to assess who they are right now as a result of what they've said. The whole industry of assessment is focused on assessing who they are, who we are. We make a definition there. We discriminate ourselves from that by saying that and design the system to basically focus on who they will become, or who is who, what traits and behavior traits they are predicted to exhibit. And by doing that, taking the advantage of it being a prediction, we can give an early warning to the individual while he's actually talking to alter or be aware of his possible kind of future behavior that he wants to modify. And so it's almost an automatic opportunity for him to do some behavior modification before the behavior actually occurs.
Yes.
So that's significant. That's a game changer.
Yes, it is, because once it's occurred, you're now sort of entrapped with, or at least it's influencing, how you are. It's a bit like saying, trying to get an alcoholic to quit after they've had a drink or before they've had a drink. And so this is massive from my perspective, because being able to see what's coming really before it's actually arrived and influenced you, this works at so many different levels. And I know there are different applications of the assessment app. You know, the one we're talking about now would really be applicable to self-assessment, where somebody is talking into the system, sort of like an audio journal, and it's tracking them, and they've put in relevant metrics that they want to be monitored. And as they're talking, it will give them, they will be able to see alerts about, oh, you're getting a little depressed, or your confidence has gone down or gone up, whatever. But it gives them insight before. And that, as you rightly say, is a huge, huge deal, a game breaker, game changer.
Yeah, it is. And the way we've designed it is to, first of all, basically there are four categories or uses that you can use it in. One is self-hypnosis or self-assessment, where you can just speak into it and have it be very limited to just you. No one else has to hear it. No one else sees the results. It's just you having the system assess you as you go forward. The second mode is what we call one-on-one, where I am a person who is assessing, having a discussion with somebody else, and I want to assess him. For example, for a new individual that's a potential hire for a position that I've got in my company, or assessing football players coming out of college for as candidates for NFL, and lots of other applications in this one-on-one mode. The next one is together with one person and another person together, going back and forth and having the system assess both of them as they're talking individually. And they both contribute to the analysis, and the system will let them know together where that discussion is going and where they might modify their behavior to basically, improve the result of that discussion. And then finally, the last one is really interesting. It's what we call groups, where a group of 25 or 30 people, for example, could be having a meeting. It's listening, the system is listening to all of them, and it's pre-programmed or preset with, say, the goals of the meeting by the person who's leading the meeting. And it will listen to the whole commentary, not necessarily interested in who says what, but interested in how the whole conversation is going and whether or not it's focusing on the goals of the meeting. And but through its alerts that pop up while this is going on, it can let the leader of the meeting see and be notified if, in fact, the discussion wanders off the goals of the meeting or any other sort of measure he wants to put into it to have it measure real time. And so those four modes are make it really interesting and widespread in terms of its application.
Yes, and all of them have got multi-setting applications. The conversation of a two-way conversation, very helpful would be for couples. Communication is really critical in relationships, or any relationship you had with somebody else. Certainly within organizations, how well are the key people communicating with each other? And so, endless options and possibilities. And one of the great things about the system is for any of these assessments, there are a number of what we call templates with different metrics in them, but you can also create your own metrics, which I think is really valuable. Because, standard testing is, and there's nothing wrong with standard testing, but standard testing is using the same variables, the same metrics, the same questions over and over and over. And this system allows you absolutely to customize it to your purpose.
That's right. Yeah, there's literally hundreds of templates and site and metrics that we use both terms, metrics and psychometrics, but templates that contain groups of metrics that can be attached to that project. And the project is a live audio session in any one of those four modes. And it can go on for as long as you want it to. And while you're doing this live, it is listening to you. It is making its analysis as to how well each of the psychometrics or metrics within the template are being used or addressed. And it's at the same time giving these alerts as you go forward. And then, of course, the other valuable part is that once you establish the project for this sort of specific application, you can continue having sessions that add on to the knowledge base of the prior sessions that you've had with the same people. And so it gets smarter as you go. And so you can literally, as a self-assessment tool, you can be talking to this once a week forever, and it will get smarter in terms of how it understands how you behave. And help you and point out where you might be predicted to be wandering away from something that maybe a behavior that you would rather have be improved and you want to be alerted to it. And so that works very well.
Yes. And there are many other aspects of the system that are really valuable. You can see, you can identify where in the conversation the prediction was made. So that's helpful if you're confused. Well, why did it start saying my confidence is going down? You could look at the point where it suggested that. But the other great thing that it does is, first of all, it summarizes the session for you, and breaks down the various metrics and scores them and comments on them appropriately. But if that wasn't enough, it also gives some exercises to help improve those metrics where you didn't do so well, right?
That's correct. And so, there's a wide variety of reports that it comes out with at the end of every session. And but even in addition to that, if the particular if the if reports don't come up with something that's a specific goal that you're looking for, you can go in and ask it a question. For example, if somebody is let's say a football player is seen to be lacking maybe in team spirit or whatever it might be, at the end of the session, you could ask it to put together a training program in detail, hour by hour, focused on that individual to help him improve his team leadership behavior. And so it's very much driven by the user to the extent that he wants to or she wants to have more detailed information about their future behavior.
So it's not just assessment, it's assessment with recommendation,
That's right. That's correct.
which is very powerful and allows a person to look at it. And again, I'm just, amazed when you just stop and think about all the potential opportunities here. For example, as a speaker, it would be great, if I could giving a talk somewhere. I think it would be great for me to feed the system. This is the audience that I've got, define the audience, and then give my talk, give metrics, and it will be able to tell me whether I'm staying on track or losing the audience or, confusing people, which would be amazing. A great way of testing it out and improving it. And that, not just for formal communication. Informal communication. Suppose you were going to have a hard conversation with a family member or a friend. Again, you could practice and get really good feedback as to the best ways of approaching the problem.
One of the simple ways to define it is to say it's like having a personal coach sitting on your shoulder, whispering into your ear. And as it observes your behavior, it's whispering some guidance as to how you might, given it's working off of predictions it's making, whisper into your ear, as it were, what you might do to change your behavior on the fly. Another thing I wanted to I talked about, we talked about the templates. And I think maybe just give you an idea. We've got a whole system has a whole set of templates for all kinds of use, and I'm just going to look through some of them. One of them is for assessing sports players in a sport of any kind. Another one is executive assessment, golf assessing, even while the person is on the golf course playing the game, predicting. How he might improve his behavior, and to the extent of including what he should use his next clubs to use for the next shot.
Amazing.
Yeah, and politics, and we've got one for dating, so people can use that to either with both people involved or one person involved to give them guidance as how to behave maybe more advantageously in the dating process. And so there are a lot of them. There's lots to choose from.
And actually in the dating one, it can analyze the compatibility of two people, right?
Yes, can.
Based on a decent amount of conversation between them, could pick out how people are talking, how they're responding, what lies behind that, and predicting where that would go, which again is enormously valuable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. There's some that are focused on emotional regulation, on resilience, on team orientation, and so on. So there's a lot of interesting, really interesting templates to pick from that you can use in any sort of the four modes that we were talking about.
Yep, absolutely. Amazing stuff. Okay, we'll take a quick break for our sponsor and then we'll be right back.
UK House Radio.
The station that makes you feel good. UK House Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. And today I've been having a great conversation with Grant Renier, the founder of predictive analytics company Intuality AI. And we've been focused on their amazing new assessment system, which predicts in live conversations, predicts how different metrics are heading as the conversation is unfolding, which is incredibly useful at any number of levels. So let's talk about that a bit, Grant. I mean, who is this for? I mean, it seems to have a very general audience here.
Yeah, I think that in any sort, in addition to just self-assessment, any sort of environment where we are needing to assess each other, which is obviously a broad something activity that we're involved in all the time. And so the standard has been to, with the using the science of assessment as it is, to assess us individually. And it's normally a snapshot, can be considered a snapshot of who we are. And it's been very good. However, it misses some critical points. When we supposedly know or reported who we are, we have to take it on ourselves to understand in some way what we can do if we want to change our behavior. And that's pretty much left up to the individual. In this case, Intuality is designed to do just that. It's focused on the goal of providing good information coming from commentary from individuals and groups to predict where that behavior is going to go in the future, and not only just short term but long term as well. And the whole focus of the reports and the system itself are, at the end of the day, are focused on giving you as much information as possible to modify your behavior in some manner. And so that's a sizable difference between what's done generally in assessments and what Intuality is doing. So that's a big game changer, we believe.
Yeah, and what I like about that is, as you say, the conventional system has got, you know, a lot of attributes, but the inherent model there is you'll always act the same way. You know, if you're an introvert, you never speak up. You never be the fun guy at the party and all of that. And while that might generally hold true, that's not always the case. And so the categorization into very specific things, attributes, I personally believe is limiting. And I think this assessment system allows you to see many different dimensions of somebody and recognize that they can change and you can help them change them.
And also, you know, that information that helps us recognize that is a future prediction, as opposed to saying, this is who you are. It is saying, this is who you're, this sometime in the future, this is who you're going to be.
Right. Right.
That's a big difference. If I know that, obviously it gives me a chance to think about it and change my behavior before I actually get to that future event.
Yep, absolutely.
This is sort of, you know, esoteric stuff, I guess, in terms of the science of human behavior, but this is what we can do now. And we think
I think what's important is people tend to, as a result of this model, or maybe it's just the way human beings think, because we, as you know, we love to classify and categorize things because it makes life simple. But most of the time, of course, we are over-classifying and over-categorizing and missing out a lot of the nuance of a situation, which is really what Intuality is designed to avoid. not looking for the simple answer, looking for the more complex process rather than the simple answer. And I think this is powerful because people might say, well, that's who I am because I've always been like that. Well, what we're saying here is, well, you can change that. That doesn't, that's a program that's been running in your head for, since you're a kid, probably. But it doesn't have to define who you are.
That's correct. You mentioned introversion. A standard assessment test might come up and make one assessment that says you are an introvert. We take that and we either accept it or we don't. But that's a sort of a flash picture of who we are right now. So it's nothing about who we could be. And by intuality listening to you, it could come up and predict as you're talking on the screen, say, you are trending down or you're trending towards a strong introversion behavior sometime in the future. And right then, once you see that, it's predicting that, but that gives you a head start on heading that off, that back out of a heading off that kind of behavior as you talk. And as it goes on in the session, you could actually have the opportunity to change that behavior and have the system understand that you're changing that behavior. And it will react to that as well. And at the other side is that at the end of the session, it could say you are exhibiting a fair degree of introversion. And you could actually ask it, okay, what can I do to change my introversion behavior? And it will come up with as much information as you want to help you do that. And then you could take another session after that to incorporate some of that behavior and some of that statement, so forth, in the next behavior and see in the next session and see how it affects that behavior.
Yes, absolutely. It gives you tremendous feedback. And again, just so valuable in so many situations. But a lot of people at times have had anxiety about going into a particular situation, whether it was a job interview or a family dispute or whatever it is, concerned about how they will come across and et cetera. This is a fantastic way of practicing beforehand, getting insight into how the best way of behaving is, and then practicing that too. So, it's.
Another thing that we should mention here is that we know that we perform and we behave differently depending on the environment that we're in. And so the system has the function so that you can take information, either printed or recorded or whatever it is, and feed it into the system before you start the session. And that information could be statements about could be information about how you've behaved in the past or some sort of test you've taken to give it a head start on who you are. And you can even take, for example, a video like this and feed it into the system before you start your session. And it'll have a head start on knowing who I am and who Howard is. And we know that will make it smarter because it's more aware of the environment that it's in, and make better predictions as it goes forward.
Yes, and more example. Yes, the interesting one there that you can actually use videos and feed that into the system, and it can analyze those too. Yeah, very interesting. You could actually say if there'd been a tense situation, describe the previous conversation that happened, and then say, okay, how do I improve that? And it would give you feedback on, okay, here are the things you need to focus on. Let's practice them, right?
So it's got a lot of capabilities, some of which we know are there, but we believe that as it's used, there's going to be certain uses of it that are going to pop out that we haven't been aware of that will improve it. One of them would be in the kind of templates that a person could put together for his particular thing. He can either choose to have that be his personal template and not share it, or he can actually share it, and all users of the system out there will see that particular template that has been designed to measure certain things, and they can use it as well.
It's a tremendous flexibility within the system. A lot of versatility and use is, I mean, everywhere. Because let's face it, that is probably a fundamental human behavior when you're interacting with somebody, especially if you don't know them very well or you met them for the first time, is you're trying to analyze all this stuff yourself, right? You're trying to analyze it. And who are they? And this is a much better way of doing it, or at least it can either confirm or challenge your views on what's going on in a conversation. You know what?
And I think it's well, at the status of the system right now is we've come out of what we call beta testing. That's been finished, and we are now making it commercially available. And the website is called intuality assessments.com. That's intuality assessments.com. Long name, but hopefully it'll be picked up. And so that system is available now. And there is a subscription fee for it, but we've priced it for use by most anybody, the easily affordable range.
Yes, absolutely. And certainly, I know in the beta testing, there have been some really interesting results from people using it in a variety of situations and, believing that it really has helped and improved their assessment.
I can mention maybe some of the test cases that have been already run on it by third parties not associated with us. In sports, where individuals are athletes coming out of college to play football, there is an assessment they have to go through that will be added to their resume for NFL teams to look at and to help them qualify this individual. A major company has done this for years, and they have hundreds of videotapes of doing those. What they've done is feed those videotapes into the system and let it analyze the video interviews and make an assessment of those players. And that's not just an assessment, as I've indicated, just who they are, it's who they will be. And they've seen some interesting and very worthwhile differences of results compared to what they originally did with the original interviews. And so that was really interesting. There's another user that's being used in the politics area in the United States, interviewing or rather assessing candidates for political office, and even using it for debates in po political debate environments. Another one is using it in assessing executives in high-level positions in corporations, and so wide variety of things that it's being has been used for, and but there are many more to come.
It's almost endless, I think, the application. Really, it's fantastic. So great job by you and your team to get this next version of Intuality AI, predictive analytics, out into the market. Again, intualityassessments.com. And the general website is intualityai.com.
That's correct. Yes.
IntualityAI.com, if you want to learn more about the general functioning and history of Intuality. But I would definitely encourage you all to go to, doesn't cost you anything to go and check out IntualityAssessments.com. And be great to hear and see what you think of it. So thank you, Grant, very much for your time today. And best of luck with this great system.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.